With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. Three subsidiaries of Hecla Mining are suing Montana over its decision that Hecla's president is a, quote, bad actor who should pay for past cleanup costs before pursuing new mines. Montanore Mineral Corp, Troy Mine Inc., and RC Resources asked a Lincoln County District Judge today to block the Montana Department of Environmental Quality's ruling on Phillips Baker Jr. Baker was previously an executive for Pegasus Gold Corp, which left a massive cleanup bill at its Montana mines after its 1998 bankruptcy. Montanore and RC Resources want to develop copper and silver mines in northwestern Montana, and Troy Mine Inc. is in the final stages of cleanup of a mine that is no longer operating. The companies say DEQ officials are interpreting the law incorrectly, and they shouldn't be punished for the actions of a different mining company. A second man has been charged in a double homicide at a residence north of Helena. Kyle Alexander Ham, 21 years old, was arrested yesterday and charged today with two counts of deliberate homicide in the March 18th deaths of David and Sharla Taylor. Prosecutors have said the Taylor's son, 21-year-old Caleb David Taylor, confessed to killing his parents. Both Taylor and Ham are jailed, with their bail set at $500,000. They have not entered pleas. Sheriff Leo Dutton says Ham also faces drug charges along with burglary and theft charges related to a break-in at the Lincoln Road RV park, which was owned by the Taylors. Hundreds of thousands of students are calling for stricter gun control measures at March for Our Lives rallies across the country tomorrow. But in Montana's state capital, counter-protesters are organizing a March for Our Guns. Yellowstone Public Radio's Nate Hedgie reports.
18-year-old Joey Chester is slated to speak at the pro-gun rights rally in Helena.
I love our Second Amendment rights, and I don't want to see those restricted for law-abiding citizens.
According to the March for Our Guns website, the rally was organized as a response to, quote, alarmist leftist rhetoric about guns. Chester says organizers expect more than 500 people to attend, and other speakers include two high school students and Montana Republican state legislator Seth Burgley.
I have a basic right that's not granted by society, it's granted by God, to self-defense. I don't see how people in society can make the argument that they have the right to take away a right from me because one person went and did something bad.
A group of Helena High School students are planning a March for Our Lives rally at a nearby park. Organizer Clara McCray says they don't want to strip away Second Amendment rights.
But we don't want those rights to infringe on others' rights to be able to, like, exist safely in public spaces.
Organizers for March for Our Guns are urging attendees to remain civil and to leave their firearms at home. I'm Nate Hedgie, Yellowstone Public Radio.
Police in Great Falls say a long-running feud may have led to the death of a 45-year-old man whose body was found lying in the middle of the street. Sergeant Jim Wells says officers have identified and are searching for two suspects and are questioning two other people. Police do not believe there is any further threat to the community. Police say someone driving near Great Falls High at 3:45 this morning reported finding the man's body in the street. Before police arrived, two people transported him to the hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Officials have not released the victim's name or his cause of death. Before it passed, all three members of Montana's congressional delegation praised at least some aspects of the federal omnibus spending bill. But in the end, only Democrat John Tester voted for the bill, which President Trump signed into law earlier today. In an emailed statement today, Senator Tester said, quote, "After months of negotiations, Congress has passed a long-term funding bill that will invest in Montana's infrastructure and schools, bolster border security, improve veterans' lives, and increase access to public lands. Montana wins big with this plan, and I was proud to get it to the president's desk. It's the result of Washington using some Montana common sense to work together, put politics aside, and get things done," end quote. Neither Senator Daines nor Congressman Gene Forte offered assessments of the bill today. On Wednesday, Gene Forte put out a press release in which he said he, quote, "secured forest management reforms," end quote, in the spending bill, which he then voted against on Thursday. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke says the federal government is moving forward with plans to restore grizzly bears in the remote North Cascade Mountains of Washington State. Zinke made the announcement today during a visit to North Cascades National Park's headquarters, about 75 miles north of Seattle. The Department of the Interior announced in 2014 that it would consider relocating grizzlies to aid their recovery in the Cascades. An environmental review has been underway, but in recent months there have been questions about whether it would continue. Zinke said today that restoring grizzlies would represent, quote, the American conservation ethic come to life, end quote. He expects a formal decision by the end of the year. American Indian tribes and conservationists have pushed for grizzly restoration in the North Cascades for decades. The American Prairie Reserve has asked for permission from the Bureau of Land Management to expand bison grazing on public lands in Fergus, Petroleum, Phillips, Valley, and Shoto counties. The Great Falls Tribune reported yesterday that the reserve seeks 17 more grazing allotments, totaling 369 square miles. The reserve has also asked for a change in the class of livestock allowed on the grazing leases it holds, season-long grazing, and permission to remove interior fences. Betty Holder, reserve lands manager, says the changes will give bison a more natural grazing pattern. She says bison naturally move themselves across much larger areas than cattle do. The Bureau has previously approved the reserve's requests to change allotments to accommodate bison grazing. To hear more Montana news, visit our website, mtpr.org, or find us on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Maxine Spire, Montana Public Radio.